Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You listen to Vectus Radio on FM 104.6. I'm pleased to say that we've got Simon Thompson from the NHS. Now, he's one of the chaps behind the NHS app that went live in the last 7 days. So, first of all, hello, Simon.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. Now, obviously, we got you on because we want to talk about the app and the importance of downloading it. So hopefully, in the next sort of 5-10 minutes, we're going to sort of get people to get their heads around it, to download it, and hopefully those people that are I've seen on social media. There's only a few of them, but who are sort of a little bit anti. Maybe we can educate them and turn that negativity into a positivity. First of all, can I just ask you a silly question?
Sure,
why should
sure.
we download it?
Well, look, what I would say is that we were super grateful first time around with what it is that the Isle of Wight did. And I hope that everyone that downloads it will see the fingerprints of the Isle of Wight on the product as we've improved it. And, you know, you did such a brilliant job first time around. It would be great if you helped us again.
And obviously, let's not forget, there is a pandemic going on, and I can just see that bloke with the in that poster during the war, your country needs you. And I think this is you know, basically, we need people to download the app so that we can stop this pandemic as early as we possibly can. And this is one way of doing it. Is it the best way?
Well, what we have... is we have an overall test and trace program. This is part of that overall program. What we have learned as we've gone along is that having the app, we call it urgent and important. We believe it brings some things that are unique. You know, the app itself will know people who you've met, who you didn't know you'd actually had that meeting. So we do believe that it's additive to the overall program, but it's also worth bearing in mind there is an overall program that it sits within.
Okay, I've just been, obviously the last couple of days we've had the leaflet put through the door and a letter put through the door as well, and we're tying all this up, but to download the app, all you need to do is go to the App Store, whether it's in the Google App Store or Apple App Store, download it. What's the trickiest part about downloading the app?
I don't think there is a tricky part, or I hope there isn't, Ian. I think go to the App Store, download it. You'll have been given a little code to type in to give you access to the app, and then off you go. I think that we've spent an awful lot of time, based on the learnings we had, to make sure that it's very intuitive, that people can understand in a very, very simple way without instruction exactly what to do. And I think they're the things that we really want to test. But I say download it off the App Store. You'll have received a letter with a little code on there. Type in that code and then you're good to go.
And it is really as simple as that. I mean, just wanted to make that point that it's just a case of downloading it and going to those points. I mean, I did it within seconds. I mean, the first time we did it, yeah, there was some bugs in it and so on, but that's going back a couple of months. This time round, it's so much easier. And I can say that because I've done it myself and other people that in our family have also done it too. Just one question about the codes. There are 4 in a letter that would have come through the post. What happens if you haven't received one? What should you do?
Please get in touch with us and get in touch with the team that are helping us there on the Isle of Wight, and we'll happily send you another one. I think the thing to really bear in mind is those codes are not individual codes to you. They're for you to use, but we haven't attached that code to that person. You know, the device tracks the virus. It does not track the people.
Okay. There's loads of questions I want to ask you, and I say it's. We'll come to the technicalities in a minute. Some people have questioned why only 4 codes. What happens if there's 6 grown-ups in the house?
Ian, we did 4 because we believe that was a good balance. But if people want some more, please let us know. It's not an issue. There isn't a limitation. We were just trying to use a balanced judgment call, and we thought that 4 was the right number. But if people have got 6 or 7 or 8. Let us know. It's absolutely fine. You can have more.
So the message is quite simple. Don't turn your back. It's not limited to just four. If you need more, then get in touch. How do they get in touch? What's the best way?
Well, I think they can reach out through the website and get in touch with us. There's plenty of feedback forums available. And also we've got great support from the local authorities there on the island as well.
Brilliant. And the website is www.covid19.nhs.uk.
That's right, and you'll find us there.
The last time people were moaning and groaning about security issues and so on and so forth, according to the leaflet, the identity of people are protected. There's no problem here at all.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, one of the big learnings that we had is that people were concerned about that. We're now using something called the Google Apple API, some technology that's been built by some of the biggest and best technology companies in the world. It's also worth knowing as well that we are not the only country in the world that's using this particular technology. We've got Ireland, we've got Northern Ireland, we've got Germany, we've got Switzerland as well. We're all taking this approach. And the thing that is fundamentally different, it's called a decentralized system. What does that mean? It means that all of the personal information is kept on the device. The government cannot get it, and the user is fully in control of that as well. They could delete it at any time, the information on there, if they wished as well.
Okay, which is one of the biggest bugbears, the previous time we ran this, and I think it's really good to make that point. Look, there's no inconvenience to you. All you need to do is just download the app, put a code in, and then that's it. What happens then? What do we do with our phones? Does the app need to be opened when we go out?
No. It's operating there for you. But we have one of the other learnings that we found from the Isle of Wight is people wanted some daily, what I call daily utility, or a reason to use it every day. So what we've also put in the product now as well is two pieces of functionality that people can interact with on a regular basis. One we call Alert. Alert is based on the post district that you enter on the device when you do your registration process, and we'd recommend it's based on the place where you live. What that will tell you is what's going on around you. Is the virus in a sort of lower, medium, high situation, and give you recommended next actions, what you do. So that's Alert. We also have something called Check-in. Check-in is a QR code based system that means that when you're out and about and you're going to places, venues, you can actually check in those venues. That information is kept on the device for you, like your personal digital diary. And if for any reason something happens in that venue, we can send you a notification to say, please get in touch. And you can get in touch with us. And then you've got your digital diary where you can talk to the contact tracing program in the normal way and really just talk about where you've been. And then they'll give you the next recommended advice. So we think between Alert and between Check-in, there's a reason for you to be using this product on a regular basis, so it can really help give you the freedoms you want and also minimize those risks.
Okay. I want to talk about phones in a minute and the technicalities of phones. But when you just say, for instance, you're out and about with your phone in your pocket and you're just going about, your walk or your shopping and what have you, how close do you need to be to, information to be swapped?
Well, the way it works, Ian, is it works through Bluetooth. And I think people might, if you've got a Bluetooth headset and you've got your phone working, transmitting noise to your headset, you'll know that if you're close to the headset, it works really well. And the further away you get from your phone with your headset, the less well it works. That's the principles of how it is that the Bluetooth is working. So if you're close to people, the telephones with the app are talking to each other through Bluetooth with a anonymized key. It doesn't know who you are. It's just the devices talking to each other. If you are a long way away from someone, then similar to the headset with your phone, it won't be talking. The phones won't be talking because they're too far away. And that's the basic principle of how it works. We describe a close contact, meaning that someone has been within 2 meters of you for 15 minutes. And the device, and that's the principle of how the device works. So if you've been really close to someone for a real long period of time and they should test positive for the virus, then you would get a notification under those conditions.
So if you're, I mean, just say for instance, if you're going for a walk and you walk by somebody, are they going to connect?
Well, they will, but you haven't been next to someone for 15 minutes.
Right. So you've got to be with somebody for a period of time.
You do, Ian. I think it's a really important point is, you know, within 2 meters with someone for 15 minutes who has tested positive for the virus. So it has had to be a close contact for a good period of time, and it has to have been a close contact for a good period of time with somebody who has tested positive for the virus. They are the conditions when it is that the device will say, you know, please be aware and please take next best recommended action.
Okay. I mean, basically the message is you don't really need to do anything other than wait for an alert if you get one. This thing is just in your pocket and it's just sitting there, so you don't need to get stressed over it.
No, I don't think you do, Ian. I call it test and trace in your pocket. You know, it's there as your companion or the test and trace program companion. You know, as I said earlier on, we do have alerts. So please, you know, if your local area status should go from low to medium or to high or the other way, it'll send you a notification, say, you know, please come and have a look. If you're checking in venues, please take the device out. And I say, you know, check in. You know, do that so that, you know, you've got that digital diary. But aside from that, it's there looking after you. And it's there, you know, really making sure that it only responds if you've had that real close contact. So, you know, 2 meters, 15 minutes with somebody who has tested positive.
Okay. When this came out before, there were 2 points that were made, and there were 2 things that came out. And one of them was, is there a time when you should switch this off? Because I know before that people were working in care homes and they were being asked to switch this off. Has things changed? Is there a time when we should switch it off?
Well, I think the answer is in yes, there is a time you should switch it off. And what we've done is right on the home screen, you'll see a green beating heart, which makes it super clear that the device is actually on. On the bottom of the device, there's a little button there where you can switch it on and off super quickly. And if you switch it off, you'll see the beating heart no longer beats. It goes to a standard screen without any movement on it. What we've learned, and we've done this based on the research, is that you might be wearing PPE. You might be working behind a screen. You might have actually left your device in a locker when it is that you've gone to do your work. I think under those circumstances, switch it off. You know, you don't, if you are safe within what you're doing, you don't need the device to be doing its detection.
Okay. So I've got an inquisitive mind, and I'm sorry to ask this question, but people have, and maybe you can shed some light on it and waylay those fears. If you're stood outside of somebody's house for 15 minutes that has symptoms, will that affect the data?
Well, you said have symptoms. It will only respond, you know, it's only going to respond if you've been really close to someone who's tested positive for the virus. It's also worth bearing in mind that there is a manual contacting element in here as well. So if people want some more contextual information, you know, we're only a telephone call away to allay any of those concerns. But, you know, we're confident that the technology is good enough to do its job. We're definitely confident on that.
Okay. Let's talk phones, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there with new phones and they've downloaded the app and they're good to go. There's a lot of people out there that don't have the correct phones at the moment because they're not updated versions. Is that going to change? Is that going to be brought up to date so that people, if they've got an iPhone 5 or a 6, will they be able to take part?
So the technology itself is going to cover 87% of smartphones that are in use. It's over 90% for Android devices. You know, we believe that we're getting a significant coverage of the products that are out there. I'm also very conscious, of course, that we're coming into, peak season for people updating their devices or updating their software. What we would say to everyone is please make sure you're on the latest releases of the software, whether it be on an Android device or an Apple iOS device. But, you know, we're super close to 90% coverage.
That's good. I mean, that's good. That's good to know. And I mean, I'd say there are some people, though, that would... you know, is my iPhone 5 or 6, is that ever going to be, you know, able to download the app and help out?
Well, if it can operate, if it's an Apple product and it can actually use the operating system 13.5 and above, then the answer is yes.
Okay. And there was somebody mentioned Hawaii as well. The NHS Test and Trace app is not yet available. And yet I saw somebody on Facebook yesterday that said, I've just downloaded it on Hawaii.
If it's using the Android operating system, then the answer is it works.
Brilliant. Excellent. There's so many questions I want to ask you, but I don't want to overload, because the point to make here is please download it, you know, and help out and do your bit. Is there anything you just want to add?
Ian, I'd say you've downloaded it. What do you think?
I must admit, I've not used it as, you know, it's in my pocket and it's not bugging me. It's not bothering me. It just, you know, if there's something that happens, it'll obviously let me know. I'm kind of just letting it roll. And I think that's probably the best way, because if we become obsessed with it, it might sort of, you know, it will probably stop me sleeping at night, Simon.
All right, okay. Well, Ian, look, a final thing from me is, look, a big thank you to the Isle of Wight. I hope that everybody there, when they look at this product, can see their fingerprints all over it. You know, we really took the learnings first time around. We're super appreciative of what everyone did before, and we would really hope that everyone can help us again. So a big, big thank you from me.
No problem at all. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're in this together. And if this is going to help us, which I'm sure it's going to, and it's going to keep us safe, and in the future, this thing is going to go away because we're helping each other and we're passing on information, then it's got to be a good thing. So, you know, we would urge people to download this thing, you know, just to reassure it's not going to cost you anything, and it's certainly not going to, you know, impinge on any privacy or anything like that. So, you know, and communication is the key here. If you know you have any questions, like you've just said, get in touch. You're not turning your shoulders and saying, right, we're not talking to anybody, just download the app. No, it's a case of if you've got any questions or information that you can help with, then you can pass it on. You become involved with it all.
No, I agree. You know, we're not doing this as just an exercise to say we've done it. We're listening. We listened last time. We made some changes. We believe we've got a much better product this time as well, based on the feedback, and we are still listening.
Okay, just one final question then. How long does it take before, you know, good information comes to you where you can make decisions, choices, and so on, and pass that feedback? Is it forever happening, or do you have to wait until a certain stage?
No, I mean, we're getting feedback in close to real time in terms of the number of people that have downloaded the device. What I'd also say is we built a team here that can do updates every week. So we're expecting to hear the user's voice very, very quickly and to be able to respond incredibly quickly. I mean, you know, we have some updates that are coming on Thursday around languages, as a for instance, and a home screen that's got some changes just to make it a little bit more friendly. We already think it is friendly, but even more friendly. So getting this feedback and then being able to respond very, very quickly, you know, with weekly new releases on the product, that's what we've set up. We are listening and we are keen to change quickly.
So, people of the Isle of Wight, we download it, we get it done, we get it, we help, and then it will be rolled out elsewhere.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're doing NHS volunteers up and down the country as part of the trial. We're also doing Newham as well in London as part of the trial as well. But please give us that feedback.
Excellent. Thank you, Simon. And I'm hoping that you come back in a couple of weeks' time and we can sort of update people and find out where we are with the situation. And more importantly, let's not forget that this is all about, you know, keeping people safe and getting rid of this pandemic that we're, you know, the situation that we're in now. So if this is going to help, then, you know, you got my support, and hopefully other people will join in as well.
Thanks, Ian. I really appreciate it, and more than happy to come back if that's going to help. And thank you very much for your time today. And thank you to the Isle of Wight for their help again.
Thank you, Simon, and happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you.